I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, spring is in the air, you guys. How about you turn the house upside down, do a bit of spring cleaning, and if you find some money down your sofa, why don't you use it to pay for our bloody podcast? Not
give
much,
it to us. Give it to us. It's what's it, £2 a month? £2 a month.
£2 a month is nothing.
It's nothing to you, but it means the world to us.
Do you know what? I tell you what, the stuff I've found down my sofa. My God.
Christ almighty. I remember some of the stuff you've got. You've got a very big sofa, though, haven't you?
I've got a huge sofa. Yeah. I found, and I don't know how I'd mislaid it, I had an old Ford Fiesta from about 1983 I had down there. And I unearthed it.
You've driven it in there at some point, and you must have just parked it there at some point and got out and forgotten you'd done put it there.
Left it. But in them days, you were allowed to drink and drive. In them days, I must have driven it straight into the house, just fallen down the back of the sofa.
Easily done.
I found all sorts down there. The car. I found an entire Sansui stereo system from about.
I lost the remote control, and when I looked down the back of the sofa for it, I found a whole factory in there that makes remote controls. Which I was very surprised to find. But I must say the biggest find that I ever had was I had Fabricant come round, and very, very forlorn. And his chops were all down like that, and his head. He had a baseball cap on his head.
Right.
I says, "What's wrong with you, Michael? You know, you look right down in the dumps." He says, "You know that wig I don't wear." I says, "Oh, I know. I think I know the thing. That thing that's on your head sometimes."
Yes.
He goes, "Yeah, that thing that's on my head, but it's mine, you know, it's real. I says, yes.
He humoured him.
I says, "Well, someone has taken it away, you know, someone's taken it off, you know, like that." I says, "Oh, right." I says, "Where do you think it's gone?" He says, "Well, I don't know, you know." Anyway, I says, "Well, come and sit down." Like, you know, he sits down on the sofa. And I went and got a cup of tea. And on the way back from the kitchen with my two teas, unfortunately, my trousers and pants fell down.
Yeah.
And he's gone, "Oh, look, your trousers and pants have come down." Mm. I says, "Oh, yeah." And I trip over, and my head goes right in between the cushions of the sofa. And I Fabricant's wig in my mouth. And it ended up down there in the sofa. I says, look, Michael. I says, look, I found your wig down there. I says, I mean, your natural hair.
Natural hair.
must have fallen off somehow.
I can guarantee he didn't give it a wash or anything, just stuck it straight.
Yeah,
in. I had
It's all coffee stained and all muck on it.
It's a mess, isn't it? It's got all bits of fluff and lint in it. It's all
He had a Twix wrapper in it, and he just stuck it straight back on his head with his Twix wrapper.
You're going to see where this is going, and this is what happened. You know what I'm like in the middle of the night? I sometimes need the toilet, right?
Yes, I do know.
And sometimes it's a wee. I've even been known to go for number two in the middle of the night. So
nothing wrong with that, depending on what you've had, you know.
Say it's 2-3 in the morning, I'm up, you know. I don't dare put the light on. I don't want to be blinded. My Margaret's going, Barry, you're right. I'm all right, my love. Just go and toilet, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The other night I'm doing that. I need to do my business, you know.
Have a clear out.
As I'm sat there, I'm just thinking, right, I've got my eyes half shut. I'm reaching around for the bog roll. I grab something. I think it's a toilet roll. I wipe my bottom with something. Yeah. As I look around, fuck me, it's Michael Fabricant's natural hair.
Natural hair, yeah, so system.
I'm not a savage. I give it a little rinsing. A bit of clean. Next, I said, Mike, hello? Says Barry, I think I've found your natural hair in my hair. He cannot wait to get round there. He comes in. I said, well, hold on. I wiped my arse with it last night. He goes, let me have it. Shoves it straight on his fucking head. Now, that's...
You had rinsed it with some water, so, you know...
For a sitting member of Parliament to have...
Well, that's the issue. That is the issue what I've got, because he came straight back round to my house. He's banging on the door, and he goes, he says, can I come in? I says, I'm elated, he says. I says, all right, why are you elated? He says... He says, I found my hair, you know, I lost it for a little while there, you know. I said, oh, well, come in. He comes in, sits down at the table. I'm making some tea. I'm like, Christ. I says, Michael, that stinks, that wig. He goes, yeah, unfortunately, Barry wipes his bum on it, you know.
Yeah.
I says, I think you should clean it. He says, no, he's just fine. I was like, you are a sitting member of parliament, and you shouldn't be walking around with wig with all muck in it, like from Barry's bum. You shouldn't be doing that. It may cause people to question you, you know.
Well, exactly. Credibility. I dare say I would have thrown it away and even bought another one, but oh no.
It looks shop bought as it is.
It does, doesn't it? When he, after this business, he come round again, he brought me a packet of fries chocolate cream, and he said, thank you very much, sort of thing. I said, come, Mike, don't worry about it. I said, you should have given it a wash. So we went out the back, and you know I've got that budgerigar out the back. I keep all my birds out the back.
Your pigeons
and
all that.
The pigeons and all that. And so he goes, oh, hello. He goes right up to the grill of this thing. My little Joey came. Grabs the end of his hair. Pulls it into the cage. It's all bird muck. There's some old water and stuff. Some feathers.
All sorts get stuck in there.
There's some flies. And there's my little Joe is pulling this thing around. I said, I'm so terribly sorry, Michael.
Yeah, sorry about that.
He gets his little fingers in there, Michael. He said, don't worry. Manages to ease it out. Joey's trying to pull from the other side. A couple of hairs come out. You can see the netting, the lace of this
bunch. Yeah.
He says, look, I can't hang around. I've got to get back to Parliament. Shoves this thing on his head. I said, Michael, throw it away. He said, it's my natural hair.
Yeah. Would you throw away your natural hair? He says,
that's what it says, yeah.
I know, because I went with him. He says, come with me. I've got a little something to show you, right?
Yeah.
He takes me down into the sewers. He says, I know someone who runs the sewers, right? I says, oh. Yeah. I says, I want to show you something. Anyway, he goes, you go down there into the sewers, and we're going through all the tunnels. He's got his torch, he's got his boiler suit, his welly boots, and all that, you know.
Yeah.
And he's got a hard hat on. And I says, I says, you turn the corner, and it's this enormous fatberg in the sewers down there.
Right.
And I go, Christ, look at the size of that fatberg.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, yeah, there's all sorts of things in there, you know, in that fatberg, right? I says, oh. I says, what? He says, well, look, there's a can of Coke there, look, in there, and because it just gets caught up in the fatberg, right? There's all baby wipes in there. He says, oh, I wonder what that is. Yeah. He says, I wonder what that is. I says, yeah, I wonder what that is. Anyway, he takes his wig off, right, his hair, right, and he just sticks it into the fatberg like that and roots around and it just gets it out like that. He goes, oh, look, he says, look, it's a little children's car, little children's toys. Do you want it? I says, no, thank you. Anyway, gets his thing, sticks it straight back on his head. I says, Michael, I says, that's got all fatberg on it.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, well, he says. He says, well, it was just
hair. Yeah.
It's my hair. He says,
what do you want? Yeah.
I see, he says, right, I've got to get straight back to Parliament, you know.
Yeah.
I says, you can't go to Parliament with fatberg in your hair. You know, people will get slung out of the members' bar.
Yeah.
He says, No, he says, no, I've got to, it's all natural, he says.
Yeah.
I think it's delusional, frankly.
Well, yeah, but I'll tell you what I do say. I say, well done for not claiming it on expenses.
Well, yeah, I presume he hasn't. Well, he wouldn't claim it on expenses because it doesn't exist, does it?
No, so-called it doesn't exist, but he doesn't claim for any cleaning of his office because he gets the old sillet bang out and he rubs all his desk down with it. He don't claim for any, sort of cleaning of his car that he does. He's got a chauffeur. He don't claim for none of that. He polishes it all up himself.
All done with the wig.
He had a very, very funny exhaust pipe. So for a while, he strapped it to the exhaust pipe with a plastic band, sticks it back on his head. He don't claim, and that is
That is good. No. He cut his arm the other day, just wrapped the wig around it.
That's right.
Covered in blood. No claiming. No. Anyway, look, this is just to say, for Christ's sake, go to www.patreon.com/AngelosandBarryShow and just put your hand in your pocket to listen to, you know, very, very insightful and laser-guided political commentary, you know, because we're the ones to provide it.
We've touched on Fabrican and his real hair, and there's plenty more top-level debates to come, all right?
Quite a few of them wear wigs in there.
Yeah, oh, yes, that we will come to.
That we will deal with.
If you want the inside story on that, get your bloody hand in your pocket, please. Thank
Good
you.
God.
All
Good
right.
God.
Until next time.
Okay, guys. Yeah, all till right, next God. Time. We love you all.
Yeah, keep your hair on, guys. I mean hair.
Yeah,
bye.
Enjoy spring. Enjoy spring.
Oh, enjoy spring. Spring in spring. Bye.
I will be back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.